This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Just a question. And Pods is going to be here in about 12 minutes. I don't get it, though. And I don't even know how many Warrior fans know this. Do y'all know that Sacramento just thinks Buddy Hield is a fool? They think he's he's a heel. Like Sacramento's fan base does not like Buddy Hield. And I would love some clarification. I don't get it. How could you, and I know I've only seen him for 5 games, but what's not to like? Do you have any idea where that comes from? The Sacramento fan base, as adorable as they are, has this thing that Buddy is either a low IQ player or just a gunner who doesn't make enough of them. You know, when I saw the stat that over the last 5 years of NBA basketball, Steph Curry was second in made threes, and first was, I'm sorry, Buddy Hield? Really? So we haven't gotten to know him well enough to know about all the decisions or the defense and the intricacies and does he play winning basketball. But my gosh, Steve keeps talking about how infectious he is. And I certainly see that and I feel that. His teammates seem to love it. I think he's like leading the league in saying the right thing in front of microphones. He's literally the one who's just like, Steph, Dre, and Steve Kerr are here. They tell me what to do, I do it. They know what they're doing, I don't, compared to them. Perfect. Boy, you're going to fit in around here real nice if you say things like that and knock down threes when you shoot them. Do you get it? I don't get it. How can you not like Buddy Hield?
Well, it's easy to say after 5 games and what we've seen of Buddy Hield. So we can take our feelings aside. I'm just looking at, you know, what I see from the numbers, and all he does in his career is just play every day, for one. And I don't mean like every day, like he's going to play 70. He's played 82 twice. He played 72 the year that there was only 72. Okay. And he played 84 last year. 84, which might be the all-time high.
Should be.
In a season.
Yeah.
Because he got traded and he didn't miss a day. And he got traded and the next day he played for his new team. So he's a guy who shows up. And I look at his Sacramento numbers, and they're very much commensurate with his overall career. 40% three-point shooter, doesn't shoot it a ton. He shoots it a lot, but he makes it a lot. He plays every single day. He scores. He's not a great defender, and he's a little bit, I don't want to say aloof as a negative, but he's a little different. He's a little goofy.
Like, how do you see it?
Like, his personality is just a little bit different. I think Buddy's a little bit of a different cat. I think he's cut from his own cloth, and he fits here because he's very lighthearted. All we've heard from Steve Kerr and others is this guy's a breath of fresh air.
Totally.
He comes in here, just wants the ball, and he shoots it great, and he plays hard. And even the other night, 2 nights ago, where at halftime, Reggie Miller goes up to him and says, shoot the blanking ball.
Yep.
And he's like, thanks, Reg.
All right.
And he goes out and starts shooting the ball, and he lights
and
it up.
A bunch of them went in.
Right. So I don't know what Sacramento fans would say. I'm not a Sacramento fan. I do think that being a Sacramento fan before the last couple of years, your default is always negative because you haven't had the success. And so you see a guy who maybe shoots a lot and doesn't play great defense, and they weren't playing winning basketball when he was there in 2017 and 2018 and the rest of it. So maybe that's partly why he was the pincushion for them.
Most games played in a single regular season, Walt Bellamy, 88, in 68-69.
How the hell is that even possible?
I don't know. You get traded or something?
Yeah, but 88? Like, how does some team get traded to have six more games left than the other specifically.
Well, that was back when you would play, like, four games in four nights.
Correct.
So maybe he got dealt from one team to the other right as they were set to play one of those, like, six games and seven night stretches.
It almost feels like he played a day game and got traded and played that night or something like that. I mean,
yeah, no doubt.
That's pretty wild.
88. Thank you, Grandy. That's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
He played with the Knicks and the Pistons that year.
Okay.
53 games with the Pistons, 35 with the Knicks.
That's a lot of games.
That's stuff to do.
That's a lot of games. And he used to walk from one city to the other in between games, too.
And it was uphill both ways.
Yeah, both ways.
Buddy Hield, career playoff games. The total is four. And all four of those were last year with Philadelphia. So when he was in Sacramento, they made zero playoff appearances.
Well, you're probably tapping into what's going on here, which was that he was a lottery pick and the expectations. This is something that, you know, we've talked about it a lot more now because of Brock Purdy. Like, but this is not new. The idea of draftism can go both ways. Like, you're drafted late, so it takes a while for people to accept that you're actually good. Or you're drafted early, and so even if you're good but not great, that's held around your neck. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You see guys have a really good career, but they were drafted third overall. And you're like, oh, no, that's good enough for, like, 16th overall, but not good enough for third overall. And where was Buddy, by the way?
Number six
overall. So the Kings put franchise hopes around Buddy Hield. I don't think he's that kind of player. He's not a one. And so maybe. I'm just guessing. Maybe that's why they feel the way they do about him.
Well, the Pelicans drafted him, and the Kings traded DeMarcus Cousins.
Traded right away, right?
To the Pelicans for Buddy Hield. So Buddy immediately, you know, came over and became a Sacramento King as a part of the DeMarcus Cousins deal. He actually played for the Pelicans, 57 games.
He did.
Sacramento got him at the deadline in that first year.
Got it. Interesting. Okay, RJ in Napa's on the phone, says he's a lifelong Kings fan. Hey, RJ, thanks for calling.
Hello, gentlemen. Yeah, so you guys have hit on some of the points. Basically, he was sandwiched around, his arrival was sandwiched around many, many, many failed lottery picks like Jimmer Fredette, Marvin Bagley, all these guys, Tyreke Evans, unfortunately, that they were billed as like these superstars and these saviors and this and that. He was just one in a very long line of guys where we couldn't figure out why the team was not good despite drafting in the top 5 to 10 every year for about 13 years. So that was part of it, which is the draftism, which I don't necessarily think is fair. Another big part of it, and I think a lot of this is just his maturity as a player, what you're seeing now, but he was the king of the, no pun intended, he was the king of like the taking the three-pointer from 25 feet with 21 seconds left on the shot clock, that kind of thing. And then with our apathetic and non-existent rebounders and that kind of thing. So I think it was just, he was a prime example of a guy that we brought in the era of futility. But you're right, the high points, I actually always liked Buddy, to tell you the truth, because of exactly what you said. He always played hard. You never felt he was dogging it. He just kind of had this sort of like airhead quality to him, I guess you could say, where just not an understanding of like the flow of the game or whatever. And there was no accountability on the Kings coaching staff. Like, he was by kind of default one of our best players, so he played a ton of minutes, and he would never be pulled out because there wasn't anything better on the bench. So I kind of read this situation as, after he's been traded a couple of times, maybe he realizes this is his latest and greatest and maybe last shot at a winner. So That's what I got, you guys. Great question. Thank you.
Yeah, RJ. Thanks. And I wonder also if it's just time and space. Like, he is exactly what the Warriors want him to be right now. They want someone to come in and don't hesitate. Fire up threes. Maybe in the – how long has he been in the league? 8 years? 7 years?
He started in 2017. So,
okay,
yeah.
7 years. So maybe in that period of time – the thought process of a three-point shooter has changed a little bit. The league each year is just like, yeah, gun, more threes, more threes. Maybe that has something to do with it. But, Dibs, I don't know, to RJ's point, he brings up a lot of draft picks that were worse than Buddy, but I feel like they don't get the vitriol that he does from that fan base.
Well, I do think it's because of where he fell in the lineage of picks. It's Buddy's ninth year, and he's been traded four times. Yep. But what you said, I think, is most appropriate to right now. He's on a team that needs him to be Buddy Hield. We need you to come in here and shoot every chance you possibly get. And I think that fits who he is.
It's just kind of like Wiggins is what you're making me think of, where they're like, you're not as good as the number one overall pick. And the Warriors are like, come be our four.
Yeah.
Come be our fourth option. And he's like, cool, I can do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.